The Frelinghuysen recommit motion. They're down to the M's, and it looks like it's going pretty good. I just talked to Ellsworth Hagen on the phone. He told me while he voted against us last night, he had just voted with us this morning. And
that's on against recommit.
That's correct.
Why did he? I thought he told us he'd vote with us.
Well, he said he's going to vote with us on final passage. That he's that he didn't need us on that one. He said he wanted to have one both ways. And I made a list of the ones that did differently from the way we thought they would, if you got a minute and want to hear it.
Yeah.
Raines, we had right, did not vote.
Raines?
Yes, sir. Harris, we had question mark, voted against us.
Harris? I thought Bill told me he voted with us.
No, sir.
You must have two votes there, because I asked him specifically.
Well, I took it on the 228 to 190 vote only.
That's
the last vote. It really was the important one. Was the substitute.
Yeah.
And Baldwin of California voted with us, a Republican that we didn't expect. And Bennett of Florida, I had Wright voted against us. They had him question mark upstairs. Rogers of Florida, we had Wright question mark voted against us. Sykes, who we had question mark, voted against us.
He told me he would unless we need him. He'd vote with us.
Right. Herlong, who we had absent, voted against us. Flint, who we had right question mark, voted against us.
Didn't he tell you he'd be with us?
If needed.
Yeah. All right.
Hagen, who we had right, voted against us, but this morning he says he'd be with us today.
Did he call you or you call him?
He called me.
What about?
Just to tell me that.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Tootin. Who we had right voted against us.
Tootin?
Yes, sir.
No, that's wrong. Couldn't be.
Well, the congressional record's wrong. This is taken from the congressional record. Just a minute. Let me have that congressional record that we were recording these from. Maybe I got one down wrong. Right, please.
Maybe he considered another vote. I had him read them to me, and he was with us.
Well,
maybe we got two different votes.
Well, this is the 228 to 190 vote, which everybody considered the important vote.
On this recommit, is anybody being absent that we anticipated? That we didn't anticipate, like Buckley or somebody like that?
No, sir. One New Yorker, Adabo, is the only one that they couldn't hold.
Mildred!
Yes, I'm talking to Miss Jenkins. He just off. Yeah.
I'm sorry they cut us off.
Sorry. Tell somebody to watch that roll, so when they get through the first roll call, to see if Chuck Daly or somebody upstairs can't get you some indication. Tell them I'm on the phone and I'm leaving.
All right, hold on. Just
see
one
how it differs from yesterday, if any of them are absent or are voting differently.
All right.
And get us the vote on the end of it.
Just a minute. He's one of the 190. And then the others.
We better look at another vote. Look at the other vote, the roll call, where we had a roll call that they won't strike out the enacting clause.
Yes, that first one. That's earlier here in the record.
Let's see if Harris and Tootin didn't vote with us.
All right, I didn't prepare those. It is. 197, 225. Harris voted against us. Tootin voted with us.
Well, you see, he figured we had plenty to spare on this, and he just tried to protect himself.
That's right. Now, the others that were different, Shelf of Kentucky, we had Wright, did not vote. Siler of Kentucky, who we had Wright, did not vote. Matthias, who I had Wright, but nobody else did, voted with us. Morton of Maryland, he voted against us. Connie and Morse, who I had Wright, both voted against us. And then we got the ones that, we got nearly all the Republicans that they asked about, you know, that they were, the fella told us we would. We got Cahill and Dwyer and Glenn and Milliken, Fino, and Reed, and so on. Pike, who we had wrong, voted right. Scott, who we voted, had wrong, question mark, voted wrong.
Did we get the rest of North Carolina?
We got the rest of North Carolina, except Lennon, who was absent.
That's good.
Murray, who we had right based on, voted wrong.
Who?
Murray of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Beckworth, who we was absent, we knew that. Though Kilgore was right, we had him question mark.
Somebody said he's awful mad last night, said he's going to vote against us today.
Not Kilgore particularly. All of them were. They were all mad. I called all of them, and they were mad because they had to stay over, and they... Roberts was mad because he said we'd let them adopt, put back in on the Green Amendment, this farm grants, which everybody told they'd taken out. I didn't know anything about it. Found out later he was right. They did it on tellers, but they tell me it'll come out in conference. And he said he didn't know whether he was ever going to say he's going to do something again, because now he's committed to do it, although they put back in the very thing that he had felt had to be done in order to get his vote, but he was going ahead and vote right today. Now, on the other hand, three of them who voted right last night, when I called them to be sure they were going to be here today, said, well, I'm going to be there, but don't be sure I'm going to be there, be voting right.
Now, why? What had happened that hurt them?
Oh, they just, you know, Rogers was one, and I guess I'd have to say Kilgore was one, although he is going to be all right. Told me so later.
Why, they just like to make us,
Teague was one. Teague voted right last night, and
just be sadistic, and
I think maybe so. Teague said, you know, I've told you all along I was going to vote right if you had to have me, and said that's still the way it is, that I'm going to be there, but don't be sure that I'm going to vote with you again unless you absolutely have to have me. I said, I know that. I know that's been your position all the time, and understand it and respect it. I didn't do this, but because I didn't talk to you and I wasn't sure of it, I had a feeling that I ought to call even the ones that voted wrong and express the hope that they'd be here today, because I think some of them might vote right, but I didn't. I just kind of called the ones that voted right.
I think that's right. I don't believe these folks who voted wrong are our friends, because they knew that everything we had at stake was here.
Well, that was five.
Burleson, now, he had a chance. Casey, I got Howard McMahon, and I got John Jones, and I got Casey some protection and some support. I can understand a man being afraid of the vote. But when I get him help, get him support, and he resents my getting him a newspaper to help him and ask him to do it, then I don't understand him. I just don't believe he's for me.
We lost five. Burleson, Casey, Dowdy, Fisher, and Poole. Somebody told me Poole was going to be absent, but...
Yeah, they told me that all day yesterday. Said he was sick.
But he was there and voted no. But Rogers voted with us, and Kilgore voted with us.
On the last vote, on the first one, Rogers voted yes.
Yes, sir.
He voted strike the enacted clause.
Now, we got both Downing and Hardy in Virginia, who we had question mark.
We did?
Yes, sir. Dick Nelson takes credit for both. I don't know whether he deserves it or not, but he worked on them all day yesterday.
Well, that's wonderful.
And we got Moore of West Virginia, Republican.
Yeah.
That we weren't really counting. That's about it.
Well, now, in your checks this morning, have you found any of them except this Idula that's going to be gone?
Adabo, that's the only one that's upstairs. Now, I don't know, Larry O'Brien went further than I probably would have gone, but he did it. He's got some of them going home by Air Force plane. But he's got one Republican, Broyhill of North Carolina, which he thinks saves him, bro. And he's not doing it from here. It was done. The speaker called the Air Force and asked for it, and he's kind of coordinating, but they're doing it on the basis of request of the leadership. There's about 7 or 8 of them.
Well, we're letting two of ours come home, aren't they?
Yeah, but I'm not going to use the, I'm not going to send a mission for you like I thought last night, because it fits in. He had somebody going to New Mexico, Montoya. He's got one Jetstar going to Georgia first, North Carolina and Georgia, and then to Texas and New Mexico. He had commitment to both Montoya and Maury, so I saw no reason. I just got Jake and Jim Wright on that one. Jim Wright's the host at to a dinner for 250 of his leaders tonight, and it just was hell to get him to stay, but he did.
Yeah, right.
It was a pickle too. He didn't want to stay at all. He was leading this parade this morning, and he just said he just wasn't going to do it, that he'd accepted that, but he finally did. And then he wanted to go to Bess Beeman's funeral tomorrow, so he'll get to break the funeral anyway. But I was awfully afraid last night that we wouldn't be able to hold some of these folks that lived around here. And I figured if we ever said yes to one, that we'd have a hard time saying no to anybody else. Because they had about 30 calls, people were saying, well, you got a 30 vote margin, let me go.
Is this going to be, they're going to have a vote on final passage too?
Well, we don't know for sure if this was, Larry thought if this first vote on recommittal was about the same as last night, that the other side might just go ahead and not call for a roll call.
I hope they do, though. I'd like to have them on record. What other news do you have? You want to watch that Life article? I believe they come out Sunday. They usually send me special.
It went to press on the 9th, and is it ought to be out to, I guess, tomorrow or the next day. Did A.W. tell you what he told us yesterday afternoon?
Well, I don't know what he told us yesterday.
Oh, you just kind of, he had talked.
About a summary, about
pictures.
What,
That's what I'm sorry, I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't really have an awful lot. We're not sending a courier because the cost, unless there's something comes up.
No, I wouldn't do it.
They have to. Commissioner Palfrey called Jack Valetti. He didn't know anything about this, and I didn't either. I've got to check into it. Maybe you do. Said the Atomic Energy plans to announce right away that Bob Hollingsworth is going to be named general manager. Wanted this to be known by the president before the announcement was made. You know anything about it?
No, I want to talk to, who is Bob Hollingsworth?
I don't know, sir. Jack Valetti handed me this note a few minutes ago.
Well, just call the chairman and leave word that we won't talk to him about it before it's happened. Not now, make an announcement until they talk to me.
All right. You got a note from Yarbrough commending you on your statement in Vietnam and attaching his statement endorsing it. You've got a letter from Yarbrough recommending Jack Brooks as statewide chairman of the Texas Johnson for President campaign. You got a letter from George Reedy has this letter from Senator Curtis, and he puts a note on it. I think the president should see this. Dear Mr. Reedy, I've had a request from one of my constituents for copies of President Johnson's statements about the poll tax, equal rights, foreign policy, fiscal responsibility, and labor relations while he was still a senator. My constituents would also like to have his statements about Billy Saul Estes and Bobby Baker before their exposure. Any material you can send me with reference to the above will be appreciated. Nick, this can't be right. Just a second. He's handing me a statement. First go around, they got it 254 to 85. That can't be right.
154 might be.
First round is 254 against recommittal 85-4 because Frelinghuysen did not have the state's right amendment in his substitute. They're going over the second time. Now is that through now? 295 to 117. Lopsided against recommittal. Now what do they do, Bill? starting boat on final passage now.
295 to 117, well, we routed them, didn't we?
Yes, sir. And they say it was that lopsided because Freelinghausen did not put States' Right Amendment in his substitute.